a truth that at some point we all experience. There comes a day when the wine gives out. We're all out. The glass is empty. The party is over. On that day, life seems empty and dry. There's no vibrancy, there's no vitality. Nothing seems to be growing or leading us forward. Our world is colorless and tasteless. The bouquet of life is absent, and we are living less than fully alive. So Mary's words hold before us some serious questions and wonderings. Where has the wine of our life given out? What relationships have run dry? What parts of us remain empty? Each one of us could tell a story about the day the wine gave out. It might be about the death of a loved one, or the loss of a friendship, or maybe a marriage. It might be a story about a lack of acceptance or a thirst for meaning and significance. And then there's some of our friends' guilt and disappointment and regret. As I mentioned a week or two ago, perhaps we are lost in the fear of what might be or what is. Stories of failure or self-doubt. And then there's those pesky unanswered prayers. Some will describe a longing and a desire. But sometimes what is more puzzling is the issue that we just can't seem to put a name to. What is it that's missing? We're just all out. Behind each of our stories is a hope and a desire for a celebration of unending joy, a time when the glass is full to running over, the wedding of our life. So we come to the wedding at Cana not simply as guests or spectators, but as participants. As we come into this sacred space, you and I are participants. We are the bride. We are the groom, seeking unity, intimacy, wholeness. But despite our best efforts, our good intentions, and hard work, sometimes the wine runs out. No matter how often we refill the glass, it runs out. There just never seems to be enough. As the day wears on, we become increasingly aware that we cannot replenish the resource. And so the day seems like a disaster, an embarrassment, a failure. That must have been what it was like for the bride and groom at the wedding in Cana. They have no wine, Mary tells Jesus. That's not a condemnation. That's not a judgment. It's simply the facts. Well, the story may not be about wine. It might be about people. It is a statement about the human condition. It is about our inner life, our way of being, more than it is circumstances outside. Too often we live with the illusion of our own self-sufficiency. That illusion is shattered on the day that we just can't do it all. and the jars of our life stand empty and dry. That day confronts us with a new truth as old as creation itself. We are recipients of God's indwelling Spirit. We aren't the creators of our lives. We were never intended or expected to live by the sufficiency of our own resources. Christ is the true vintner, the potter, the molder, the maker of our being, inside and out. And regardless of how it feels or what we think about it, the day the wine runs out is the day the miracle begins. God does not simply refill the glass. The Father and the Mother of us all transforms our lives, turning water into wine, because the gift of God through Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, because of those things, our lives are filled to the brim with the good stuff, intoxicating us with the presence of God, inebriating us with a cup of blessing, and leaving us under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That is the miracle of Cana, and it has never ceased to happen. Every moment of every day, Christ pours out into us extravagant love, abundant and endless. Now, Pastor Jim, I hear all these words of blah, 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 but I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. And frankly, I wonder if there's any truth to what you are saying at all. I have experienced moments when death is turned into life, sorrow into joy, and despair into hope. I have shared a bit about that with you. There are people in this very room who have experienced these truths right in front of us. I have been surprised by fear that was transformed into courage, and seen people do things that I nor they ever thought possible. Many of you have met our firstborn daughter, Brittany. She preached the message at my ordination service. She's currently serving as a chaplain on the island of Oahu, poor thing. Hard worker, loves God, has really found her calling and is acting on it. But what many of you don't hear me talk about too often is my second daughter, Lacey. She was not able to attend that ordination service or many other family functions and occasions that would celebrate the lives of her family, not to mention being present so that we could celebrate her. For the last 5 years, she's been struggling with significant addiction issues, opioids and heroin and meth became her way of trying to fill the emptiness. Her family tried to provide support, love, resources, tears, and yes, some raised voices just every now and then. And we finally had to say, we're all out. We're all out. Then the lesson of Cana becomes real for our family. Jesus steps in and in some unexplainable Holy Spirit way, this jar named Lacey begins to fill back up through some serious consequences of her actions. God, and only God, is able to reach in and change the water to wine, fill an empty and depleted soul with hope and a renewed vision for her life. Is Lacey out of the weeds yet? Oops, that was probably a bad choice of words. Is she free from the grip of addiction? Certainly not. Has she begun to see things differently? Perhaps a revelation of God's love and grace, and a sense that she does not have to rely on her own resources, that God will make a way. As her family, I believe we have a renewed vision of just how God works. It's not, nor can it be, our own resources that will affect that kind of transformation. So that is the moment, and I know you're aware of thousands more just like it. Those are the miracles of Cana. Those are moments Christ's glory is revealed, and we are illuminated. We are shining with the radiance of God's glory. So Mary says, they have no wine, but they will. The miracle always begins when we say, we're all out. May we exercise a faith not on our own understanding and a reliance of our own resources, but on the resources that only God can provide. Amen.